Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim, brought to you from Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, is the closing Mishnah of Kelim Perek Yud Aleph, the opening of what is known as the Bava Metzia, dealing with Klei Matachot, and later on with Klei Etzem, and so on. So we're continuing on to discuss what part is considered to be, even if it's a multiple-part Kli, which is considered to be an independent Kli. And that was the idea, a Kli that has its own word, it has its own name. But there's also another din, and that is that if a Kli has in it a base kibble, that itself provides the status of a Kli, even for Kli Matechet. Remember that when it came to Kli Eitz, when it came to the Kli Cheres, the Beit Kibul was not only necessary for the shame, it was in fact a question of whether you could be Mekabel Tuma at all. So Pshute Kli Eitz are not Mekabel Tuma, and Pshute Kli Cheres are not Mekabel Tuma. Pshute Kli Matechet are Mekabel Tumah. And yet there is a very important halacha that is nogea, even Beit Kibul, that is non-pshute Kli Matechet. And what is that? That all Kli Matechet, afilu pshuteim, are Mekablim Tumah, but only on condition that they are an independent Kli that is Meshamesh Li Adam. But if it's not an independent Kli, it's part of something else, then, generally speaking, it would not be Mekabel Tumah because it doesn't have a shem bifnei atzmo, which is the way we began the perek. However, if it has a Beit Kibul, and we had this already before when we were talking about the base, the basis of a menorah. So even though the basis of the menorah is meant for screwing in the kona of the menorah when you put it together and doesn't have a shem bifnei atzmo, or we were talking about musical instruments where there's a bell at the end of the horn and so on, though there were kelim that did not have a shem bifnei atzmam, but they might have had a Beit Kibul, and that was enough to give them a din of a Kli. Now, today, we have an interesting situation exactly like that, because what we're talking about over here is a rather common trick that is used in making women's earrings. So making women's earrings, you're basically going to have three parts. There's always going to be the hook. Either it's a hook that goes through the hole in the ear, or it's a pin that goes into the hole, then you have to close it from the other side. So that's one chelik of the earring. And then you can have a long chain with something at the bottom, but you often have a multiple creation where it's a little bit more creative, and you could put something on the bottom that is round and therefore can actually hold something in it. So you say, well, I mean, it's tiny. What could you possibly use that for on its own to hold something if the earring breaks? Yes, you can. Namely, perfume. Remember, when you're paying $500 an ounce, $10 worth of perfume in a earring thing is a lot of perfume. So therefore, if you have a nezem, you've got an earring that is made like a kedera. So it's got like a little pot at the bottom. I mean, obviously, this is a cute round thing that's very beautiful. And then on top of that is a solid piece, maybe like a stone or a piece of gold or whatever. Then if it falls apart, if it's nifrak, the part that is kedera is considered to be a kli on its own, even though it's just a part of a broken earring. Why? Because since it has a kli beitz kibul, so therefore it's mekabel tuma. The ka'adasha, the top part, we're calling it like a lentil, because it's still attached to the hook and it hasn't become completely detached. So if it hasn't become completely detached, then now it becomes a smaller earring. So the little decorative part that was on top of the pot part still can be served as an earring. But if the whole thing busts, and you now have just the tsinora, all you have is a hook, what good is the hook? You don't just put a hook if it's not attached to anything decorative, and therefore the tsinora will be tahor. Now, there are also earrings, which are also common today, where you've got like something that looks more or less like a cluster of grapes. So you use like little stones, little precious stones, semi-precious stones, a piece of glass. You put them together in a shape of a cluster, right? Now, if that breaks and now they fall apart, nobody uses those tiny little beads on their own. So because of that, if it's nifrak, it would actually be tahor. because that's not considered to be an independent kli whatsoever.